Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Story that the Blazers just thought would disappear but will not go away involves around the hiring process of Chauncey Billups, the head basketball coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. And a tweet last night from our friend Sean Hyken caught our eye in a lot of Rip Cities as well. As Sean tweeted out yesterday that his current read on the situation based on conversations is that Neil O'Shea's job security is a little dicey right now.
Interesting.
So we bring on Sean Hyken now. Sean, Bleacher Report NBA writer. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
Doing well, doing well. All right. This is a story Neil O'Shea thought would just go away for some reason. The Blazers, take our word for it. They did a thorough investigation. OPB did not take their word for it and found it was not a thorough investigation. Give us an update as to kind of what you're hearing about the future of the Portland Trail Blazers and their president of basketball operations.
Well, I mean, like you said, and like I said last night also in the tweet, I think everybody involved just kind of thought this would go away, that, you know, it would be a news cycle where they hire Chauncey, you know, their people are mad about it because of the allegations. They address it at the press conference, and then it just sort of goes away and people move on. And if, you know, OPB and others hadn't dug into, you know, what happened with the investigation, people had just sort of taken their word for it, I think you're probably right that that would have gone away. But when you have a situation where you have the accuser's lawyer going on the record and saying they never even contacted us and it's news to us that they even did an investigation, that's just, when you, especially when you had said at the press conference, you're just going to have to take our word, we did a thorough investigation. And Neil declared at the press conference that nothing non-consensual happened, and you didn't even contact the accuser's lawyer to get their side of it. So, I mean, this is all just kind of a bad look, and it's a story that I think that they everybody just sort of thought would go away or that wouldn't linger. Now, and at this point now, it's made national news twice, and I think there are people within the organization, I can't speak to how imminent anything is or whether anything might actually happen at all, but there are people now in the organization, there is pressure from different areas to that maybe this isn't something they can just ride out and hope goes away, that maybe an actual change up top is going to have to be made.
Now, obviously, the handling of the Chauncey Billups hire was absolutely fumbled from the moment of its inception or the moment we first heard about it. But does it feel like this is the thing that, like, this stands alone as far as what may be putting pressure on ownership to make a change at Olshay's position? Or is it sort of a, like, well, here's a few other things in the past, and now this is adding on to it? Like, is this a standalone, like, this in and of itself could cost him a job? Or are there past incidents that you think could be referred to as, like, hey, you know, this is sort of strike three, if you will, to use a baseball analogy?
Well, that's a good question, AJ, because I think there's been buzz about, you know, whether Neil would, you know, leave for a different job or whether they might make a change. There's been buzz about that for a while. I think if it were going to happen independently of this, it would have happened before they let him hire his handpicked coach and then committed to a 5-year deal for that coach. I think when they did that, the idea was that, you know, this is going to be just how we handle it going forward. And Neil's still our guy. You have to remember, he's still under contract for 3 more years. And I don't know his exact salary off the top of my head, but my understanding is that he's one of the more well-paid front office executives in the league at this point. He got a big raise and a big extension after the Western Conference Finals run in 2019. And I know that the Vulcans and Jody Allen have a ton of money. They have all the money in the world, but I think they're still not super inclined to just fire him and eat the money for, you know, as well as hiring a new front office executive who's not going to be cheap either. If there isn't something that's like, and I mean, I know there have been reasons to maybe look at making a change in the past, but something like this, where, you know, it's a serious allegation that you said was investigated, and then you have, you know, reporting that suggests maybe it wasn't as investigated as thoroughly as you said, and now it's become kind of a national embarrassment for the organization on, you know, on multiple different news cycles and multiple different occasions. I think this is definitely going to change the calculus of stuff. Whether this actually happens or not, there have been times in the past where we thought that, this is going to be the final straw for Neil Olshey. This is going to be what sinks him, and then he just kind of somehow always survives it. But this feels untenable to me. But I don't know, you know, how imminent anything is or what's going to actually play out.
You know, and this is kind of an interesting part of the franchise and where we're at right now, because we know that Paul Allen did not take embarrassments well at all, whether it was on the court, off the court, or anywhere in between. Do we know exactly how closely Burt Cold and Jody Allen monitor the public perception in kind of the storylines around the organization?
Well, to your point, I've had multiple people tell me that if Paul Allen was alive, Neil would have been fired on the spot after that end of season press conference where he said that nothing was his fault and it was all coaching and it wasn't the product of the roster. I think I've had multiple people tell me that Paul Allen wouldn't have wouldn't have gone over well with him. And I mean, we all kind of know that it's been about 3 years since Jody took over the team and when her brother passed away. She's mostly been pretty hands off about this stuff. Her being involved in the coaching interviews is the first time we've even really heard her name, you know, mentioned as, you know, being involved in any of these decisions. She's always just kind of rubber stamped whatever Neil's wanted to do. But now, I mean, the other thing to keep in mind with all of this is that they're trying, you know, at some point, I don't know when, but at some point, probably in the next couple of years, the team is going to be sold. I mean, she doesn't want to hold on to the team long term. And, you know, there's some other stuff kind of that would maybe trigger a sale that, you know, related to the trust that the Blazers and the Seahawks are in since Paul Allen passed away. So that's something that's on the horizon. And something like this, like, you know, a big, you know, national embarrassment like this, that could affect the value of a franchise. And I think, I mean, at some point, I've heard from a couple of people, I don't know if they actually would, but, you know, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that if this kind of lingers as a story, whether they do something official or not, you know, I think it's not a 0% chance that Adam Silver might even come in and just, maybe, you know, maybe behind the scenes, just like strongly encourage Neil to step down, or, you know, this is going to hurt the franchise's value, which is going to hurt kind of the whole league. And so this is the kind of thing where, and it's not even just about hiring Chauncey Billups, because, you know, these teams can hire whoever they want as their coach. And, you know, teams have hired people, you know, you just saw what happened in Dallas. They brought in Jason Kidd with all his issues. They're not really talk about this because the issue here and the thing that might sink Neil if anything does is just lying about it and saying, hey, we did this thorough investigation, and then it comes out that no, you didn't. I think that's where it could rise to the level of he might have to lose his job over this. The thing I just do not understand is how you don't, I mean, maybe the woman would not have wanted to participate in the conversation or in your investigation. Maybe they would have said no. And it sounds like from you know, some of the stuff that her lawyer said in the OPB report that they weren't really interested in revisiting the case. So maybe they would have said no. You have to call and ask so you don't end up in this situation where the attorney is on the record saying, hey, they never even contacted us and it's news to us. Like, that's just like, you know, optics 101 for this kind of stuff. You can't, like, that alone is a fireable offense to me.
Well, and it wasn't just like they didn't contact the accuser's lawyer. They didn't contact the DA, right, who decided not to press criminal charges. I mean, it sounds like the people that they called were the police department. The police department said, hey, we can't release any information. Chauncey Billups is hired the next day, according to the OPB report. So as we move forward, obviously, we've got the Olympics. Damian Lillard is pretty out of the picture as far as just being involved, I guess, right now, because We've heard him say that, hey, I wanted to be on Team USA to sort of put the way the season ended behind me, to get away from it all, to win. So where do you think, how big of a role do you think his happiness is going to play in whether Olshay stays where he is?
That's a good question. I mean, Dame, as you said, right now, his public stance is kind of, I'm not involved in this at all. I'm focused on Team USA. And I think until he gets back from Tokyo, and they leave for Tokyo in a couple of days. So, you know, until he gets, I think we're not going to really hear anything from him about this until after that. I don't think Dame would be terribly upset if they made a change at the front office level. I'll put it that way. I don't know what he's told ownership or what kind of dialogue they have, but I don't think it would hurt things with Dame if Neil Olshay was not the president of basketball operations anymore. That's kind of the best way to put it.
Sean, I can't wait till we can bring you on and talk about like happy things.
we'll see how the off season goes. I don't know.
All right. Well, I promise you the first good news that we have, we're going to be giving you a call. All right.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.